This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The latest incarnation of the classic 1950s and 60s wildlife program, Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, returns this Sunday for its third year on the cable network Animal Planet. Wild Kingdom is perhaps best known for its often bloody, real-life depiction of animals in their natural habitat. It's more common than not that the cute baby animal in one scene will quickly become a predator's meal in the next. But in this week's episode, the food chain seems to break or come to an end. In this clip, a Kenyan game park warden tells naturalist Saba Douglas Hamilton a strange tale about an oryx antelope calf and a young lioness.
What did you actually see with your own eyes?
I've seen the baby oryx lying together with the lioness.
Lying with the lioness?
Yeah. I thought it might be the lioness will eat the baby oryx later, but it didn't.
It didn't eat it?
Yeah, it didn't.
And what is going on?
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see what will happen.
Despite this eyewitness account, Saba Douglas Hamilton says she still didn't quite believe the story was true.
To be quite honest, I thought there were some people out there who had really got their natural history wrong. I mean, who has ever heard of a predator trying to adopt its prey? But when we actually went out into the bush, and it took us a long time to find her, we'd been travelling through very dense thickets, it was hot, and we finally came across them about midday and saw the pair lying underneath a tree in the shade. And I just felt this chill going up the back of my neck. It was like seeing something straight out of the Bible. The lion and the lamb lying there side by side without a care in the world.
This is a fairly young lioness from your description in the program, maybe 3 years old, 4 years old, something like that. She should be with a pride of lions, but she's not. She's off by herself for some reason, yes?
Absolutely.
There's a wildlife zoologist you speak to in the film, Dr. Lawrence Frank, about just the behavior of lions.
One of the most important things one has to remember about all of these social predators is that the social system itself is absolutely essential to their entire ecology and behavior. They're dependent on their fellows.
Now, she was unusual because she was on her own, and she was so young on her own. And we think what happened was that she'd lost her pride in some very dramatic, fast, traumatic way. And the trauma, coupled with her immaturity, was probably what catalyzed this bizarre behavior.
You can imagine a situation. Her entire pride gets poisoned. She's missing her familiar pride mates. This is a very unhappy, confused animal, and all of a sudden, a little baby comes her way. She could find a certain kind of comfort in taking over a baby.
The antelope is very young and has gotten separated from his mother.
Well, young oryx antelope are actually, they have a very strong instinct in their first few weeks of life to stay hidden and very still in the grass. When we first got reports about, people who'd found them, they'd said that the calf still had its umbilical cord, the dried umbilical cord underneath its belly, which means it was really still within its first week of life when she kidnapped it. What we think happened was that she probably came across it whilst it was hidden in the grass, and she literally just kidnapped it, took it away from its mum. And the mother, when it saw that its calf hadn't been killed, kind of hung around to see what was going to happen next and if there was any chance of her retrieving it.
So what does happen? Without giving away the ending of the story, tell us a little bit about what develops here.
Oryx antelope are daytime animals, and a lion, of course, spends most of its time socializing and hunting at night. Now, what we were watching here was this young oryx calf who had absolutely no fear of the lioness because it was giving her, it wasn't harming her in any way, but it was desperately hungry. And it associated adult oryx with milk. There was no doubt about that. So it was constantly getting up and looking for oryx to try and feed itself, which would force the lioness then to have to get up and follow along behind it. What this meant for the lioness was that she was shedding everything that around her that related to her own well-being in order to look after the calf. And there were some very tender moments between them, one where the oryx calf actually tried to suckle from her. And that was an extraordinary sight.
But the lioness doesn't really know what to make of this other creature. I mean, she doesn't attack it, as one might expect, but she almost seems to be playing with it at one point in the film, like she's considering eating it.
Yes. Well, we were often on tenterhooks about what was going to happen next because, you know, lions are quite violent creatures and they actually can be quite rough with each other. And every now and then she would start playing with this calf in a way that was really quite worrying. I mean, we thought, right, next thing's going to happen. She's going to eat it. But she didn't. And I think what was so bizarre about it was that, you know, there we were watching this thing that it was so abnormal. It was so totally different from anything I've ever seen in my life before, where you actually have a complete inversion of nature. And yet it happened hour after hour, day after day, and it became the most familiar thing in the world.
The Samburu people have spent their lives amongst lions. In Samburu legend, there are stories where lions befriend their prey. But seeing it for real, no one can believe their eyes.
The story spread among the African communities there, and people talked about it.
I think what for me, one of the most poignant moments was seeing how this so-called modern miracle affected Kenyan people who came to witness it in their hundreds, in trucks just piled high, in Land Rovers, any kind of vehicle that they could get into, they were out there. And they would stay there hours upon hours. It was very moving. But what really brought it home to me was when we were at a period in Kenya where we were moving from single-party dictatorship to multi-party democracy. And there was, you know, the opposition, there was a lot of squabbling in the opposition. They were trying to have a united front. And one of the politicians stood up in parliament and he said, if traditional enemies like the lion and the antelope can be friends, then surely we should be able to find ways to work together. And that's when I realized that she'd actually become a legend in her own land.
Saba Douglas Hamilton's film Heart of a Lioness airs Sunday on Animal Planet on the program Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. Saba, thank you for being with us on Day to Day.
Thank you very much, Alex.